welcome to the second annual Beer Advent Calendar Tasting with Sipplements Podcast. I'm Val.
I'm Ben.
I'm Julian. Ho, ho, ho.
Join us as we close out this Christmas season by tasting our very last beer of our Advent Calendar 2021.
It's Christmas Eve!
I'm so excited about this one. I bought it whenever it came out, and I totally forgot about it. And
I don't think the listeners will be all that surprised
to learn
that it's an Imperial Stout.
It is an Imperial Stout, and I'm not sorry. It is the Great Divide Peppermint Bark Yeti Imperial Stout brewed with peppermint chunks, vanilla, and chocolate. Anyway, this might be one of the most expensive beers that I've purchased because this is a 568 milliliter size can and it was $12 for the single can.
I'm so special.
But I felt the calling. This is it for the last beer of the Advent calendar.
The dimensions of this tall boy can are perfect for a stocking stuffer.
Okay.
Do it. Do you think it is going to be, and no, it's not a competition, how do you think it's going to stack up against the babka?
I was wondering how it might stack up to the last peppermint stout that we had.
Right, what was that one?
The Ass Clown.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And it tasted like that Icelandic liqueur.
I'm smelling it now.
And I'm hoping this one I'm hoping this one has more vanilla and more chocolate.
Do not think you'll be disappointed.
Okay. Mm,
cheers. Ooh, yeah, it is not.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
That is not menthol-y. It's more pepperminty. They figured out.
It's pepperminty on the front, and then whenever you swallow it, you're just left with chocolatey vanilla on the tongue. And it's velvety AF, if you will.
I know the babka is on our minds because we had it so recently, but dear God, this is someone just poured babka over a candy cane. It's delicious.
It's two solid beers to wrap up our Advent calendar.
I mean, they nailed this.
You guys can't see, but Ben really looks surprised.
Surprised and confused.
He's making this scrunchy, weird face.
They did it. Peppermint Bark Yeti, guys.
I'm not sure he's ever actually said he liked a stout before.
I don't think I could drink this in June or July, but I don't guess you do drink Imperial Stouts in June or July.
This is definitely a hotel room in the middle of winter kind of beer.
I wouldn't say that necessarily. I was going to say fancy Christmas party.
That too.
Right? Uh-huh. Fancy Christmas party with a stemmed glass, a stemmed fluted glass almost.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Versus round two of paper cups for us.
Right. Maybe we found the secret though. Maybe the paper cups is what's doing it.
Yeah, that's it. That's what's making it delicious.
It's the aroma of the paper cups.
Are you ready for my Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fun fact?
Is this a bullying PSA?
No. Okay. But also don't be a bully.
No, but Rudolph was bullied hard.
I want to know, why didn't Santa stick up for him before he figured out that he could use him to his benefit?
It was a different time, though.
Okay, well.
This is back when you were only as good as what
I have something to say about every Christmas thing that we have grown to know and love.
Let's not get you started on Polar Express.
I'm going to air my grievances one day late, okay?
All right, let's hear it.
I do not appreciate that the child that never got Santa Claus, never got a present from Santa, was not chosen for the first Christmas gift. But the child who has had many Christmas gifts in the past for his whole entire life got chosen instead. That's not okay. Okay, Rudolph fun fact. I think I'm going to have one last quiz with you. What do you think? Do you know how Rudolph originated? The story of Rudolph?
Geez, no, I have no idea.
It's not really a fair question, but you're pretty good at just making up stories. So I really just wanted to hear what you would come up with.
First, tell me the year that it originated.
1939.
Whoa.
Oh. There's nothing sinister with it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to guess that a Swedish or Norwegian, clinic up there in the Arctic Circle got a radio call that somebody was in trouble and they were skiing or something and it was a whiteout and they needed to get a team, they needed to get a medic over to rescue this person and they strapped a flashlight onto the snout of their lead reindeer that they were using to take them over to the next mountain and there it was.
I'm sorry, mountain? So this person's just skiing all by themselves in the dark?
Yeah, well, they're Laplander, Scandinavian, whatever. Okay. No, not in the dark, in a whiteout, in the middle of the day, in the winter. So we're talking somewhere between 11:55 and 12:05. And there's a lot of snow around, so they had to get to them.
That is a really good guess.
Good.
It's a great story.
So that's right. So that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. End of podcast. Merry Christmas to all. I was right.
Do you want to hear the information I found?
Yeah, but you said not sinister, and I'm counting on you.
Oh, so there was a department store, Montgomery Ward, based out of Chicago, which no longer exists anymore.
Okay.
They wanted to pass out free coloring books to children during the holiday season.
Okay.
And the person in charge was tasked with writing a poem to go in the booklets.
That's it?
That's it.
Just made it up out of the skin of his brain.
I guess. Does anyone ever just actually like make up a whole entire thing? Or is it always kind of like a little bit based off of something else?
I would assume it's always based off something else. But like, what would it have been based off of?
I don't know. The origination? Unless he told somebody. So, Great Divide, Peppermint Bark, our last beer of the Beer Advent Calendar 2021.
Setting a super high bar for next year. Holy smokes.
Shnikes.
To borrow a phrase from young Tommy Callahan.
If you are curious about Sipliments Podcast or anything that we might be doing in the future, please visit our website at sipplementspodcast.com or find us on Instagram and Untappd at Sipliments. Podcast art is made by Janie Creates and music by Slow Ride. Thank you for sipping with us today, and we will see you in the new year.